I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
And if you're watching on War Chant TV, appreciate that as well. Thanks to all of you who are doing that. And in fact, if you're not just watching, but engaged, hanging out in the Heisen Legal Law Firm chat, appreciate you doing that as well. I would note, Heisen Legal Law Firm dedicated to representing injured clients statewide. If you've been in an accident, call Heisen Legal Law Firm 813-803-0733. Free consultation. No cost to you unless they win. Heisen Legal Law Firm, the name you can trust for justice, 813-803-0733. Visit the law firm's website, heisenlegallawfirm.com. Heisen Legal Law Firm, your advocate in times of need. Offices Tampa. Had a cool moment over the weekend. I actually swung past the old corner pocket, the CP, as it's known, Tom. I'm sure they miss you there, buddy. You'll be in town soon enough to swing on past. Had a ice cold Guinness or two as I sat with Ira and Corey. Got to see Bauer Sauce, who's frequently a great question asker on the Seminole Headlines, and saw some other folks. And in that moment that I surveyed the room, saw that Vegas wall, looked back behind the bar, saw those TVs there as well, saw different pockets of the bar kind of all chit-chatting away, I was able to transition mentally from what was there and what will be there, which is those TVs with a different game on every one of them.
Ooh, buddy.
The betting interests, the loyalties,
yep.
All of it, you know, the fandoms, the different groups. Everybody's a fan of somebody, as they say, and you're kind of sitting there taking it all in. It's been many a year now where we've done events over there, and certainly we're all, as we sit here today talking, huge, huge college and pro football fans in general. And it's fun to kind of, in your mind's eye, take a quick sneak peek again of what soon will be. And that group's over there pissed off that this game is tied at 17. This group is, well, they're engaged in a rocking chair game and happy that their team showed up today. This group over here is clearly made up of a bunch of degenerates that want 6 different games on in a short little period of space and time where they can bet in Live Bet. This group over here, Tom's like, I'm a part of that group. Oh,
buddy, it's one of my favorite things is, you know, if we have a noon kick, for example, there's a good one early on the season against Memphis. So you get done by 5 or 6 in our world, probably closer to 6 with a noon kick. That gives you the primetime window and the West Coast window. We can't call a Pac-12 after dark per se. Call it the West Coast window now. And, you know, as long as he wasn't tailgating, having a big time in a rivalry game, our friend Bill, owner of Corner Pocket, will be there at a Saturday night West Coast primetime window. And he has tickets rolling, too. My man's like, okay, I got action on this one, on that one. You get with him and you're like, all right, this is my must have. I know you've got a must have. And then there's the game. Oh, that's just the best feeling. Cause he gets the tablet out and he's like, all right, I'll put it on this TV. This TV. Good, man. That is like its own mini Christmas, right? That moment where he's like, oh, I'm gonna put that game on. It's kicking off. You feel like you've got an edge for that particular game. And then you've got the other one where Florida State's next week opponent is about to play. Those are the days, and they're not that far away now.
No, not at all. The scouting is fun, whether it's just for that's who Florida State plays next or that's who I'm betting against next, because I've seen a trend, and I know they can't stop the run. And if you can't stop the run, you're going to hammer those lines.
You know, we've never talked about this too, but another facet when you're going out and you're watching on a Saturday – and we're going to get 3 of those, I think.
You know, Bye weeks are the best, man. Get there early. You've got no responsibilities. There's no stressor that is, you know, weighing over you. Oh, we play in 3 hours. Oh, we play in 6 hours. Oh, we play at noon. No, we have today off. I'm going to watch all these other games. And we know this year features an all-time great park your ass Saturday. An all-time great park your ass Saturday.
We get 5. We get 3 bye weeks, a Monday game, and a Friday game. So we have 5 Saturdays this season to ourselves.
Good call, Tommy.
One of my favorite parts is the sweet old man who's the fan of the random team. He's usually got, you know, glasses on. You can tell that he was
a graduate of Wyoming.
Yeah. Right. And he's got the old jacket or he's got the old hat. Mm-hmm. And he's just a sweet man as he sits down. He goes, I love this team, and I went there, and I graduated in 74. Can we get that over here? And then that game comes on, and you're pulling for him. And then by the second half, he's actually a rabid jerk because he's had a few pops, and he's saying things. You're like, listen to Carl over here, man. This guy, I thought he was a sweet man. He's kind of mean. He's starting to get snappy at the waitresses. I love that. That's always a part of the season, too.
Yeah, there's you get the guys that are locked in and know every detail of the sport, and they know what is on the line in a given week. They know other teams' schedules. They know the nuances of the postseason. They have an idea of what they're looking at with every game that they put their eyes upon. And then there's just the guy that only cares about the school that he went to and graduated 40 years ago from. And is now just, I don't know, I just wanted to win today. My grandma is 98. She went to Oklahoma. She's an OU grad. Oklahoma could be the best team in the country or the worst team in the country. And every Saturday, she reaches out to me and asks me who Florida State is playing. And she'll say, I hope you guys win. And then she'll say, now what time does Oklahoma come on, Jeffrey? And I'll say, well, Grandma, today they kick off at 1. They're on at 1 o'clock. Well, I hope they whip up their ponies. It's time to get a win. And I'll say, okay, well, I think they're going to win this one, Grandma. They're favored by 52. And, you know, this is a lopsided game. It's a directional school. They're going to get destroyed. Oklahoma's going to win easily. You can relax today, Grandma. Well, you just never know. You just never know. I'll be watching. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And the world's a better place because my 98-year-old grandma is sitting there at 1 o'clock. OU is coming on. She's going to watch like she's back in Norman 60 years ago, 70 years ago. It's amazing to me, and I absolutely love it. And it would have been that long ago, Tom. It would have been that long ago.
Yes, that she would have been 10 years out of college at that point if she was an alum. You know, that's how it racks up on you pretty quick. You know, that's how you can have a friend at the aforementioned Corner Pocket who talked to people who went through the Civil War, because he's 94 years old and he had a grandmother who was 80 years old when he was a child. And they tell you about Sherman. They tell you about
in the world. Yeah, that day was not
livestock. They use terms like livestock.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
We have your ACC representatives, by the way.
Yeah, I was just about to announce them, and there was no easy way to do that except for we can right now. And I'm glad, by the way, that Farmer is going. Josh Farmer is selected to go. He's gotten better every year. He's been here, should have a very productive year this season. Not surprised they chose him. Patrick Payton, we all first guessed, would have to be on that list. He can be charismatic. He's been very, very productive. He's poised to also have a huge season this year. And Darius Washington is going to go. And Darius has been talked about in glowing terms coming into this season by Mike Norvell. He is a program success story. So is Josh Farmer. So is Patrick Payton. These are guys that were recruited out of high school, that have worked hard, that have moved up the ladder, right? Guys that have developed within this culture. Who better than to have these three guys go and be able to talk about it? I mean, you could have done Shaheem. He's certainly of this culture as well, and a guy who's projected to have a huge year. Could have gone maybe AZ. But in terms of production and what these three individuals have done on the field already and what they're, you know, I mean, because listen, Josh Farmer was a fresh second team freshman All-American, if you remember that. It was redshirt freshman year. If you think back to Patrick Payton and what he's done in terms of garnering awards from the ACC, and then Darius Washington projects this year to be an award winner for this offensive line. So all those guys, I think, fine choices, and will really be engaging.
Agreed. And look, if you're going to tout that you potentially have an All-American left tackle, and Mike Norvell did in the offseason, you send that tackle to an event such as this. You send, I think they've got several candidates to be top 50 draft picks next year in the NFL draft. Three good options here that they're are being sent to Charlotte. Daryl Jackson, if the potential is realized, slots very nicely as a first day or a second day NFL draft pick. Those are the guys that you want to put front and center. There are times where you might have a young player who's a phenom, or let's say, you know, next year, if Brock Glenn is your starting quarterback and, you know, he won it in the spring. Okay, you're going to send him, even though he's technically a younger guy. He would be the face of that iteration of the program. But this makes a lot of sense. It's funny how fast things happen, but this is the old guard now for two guys that I consider to be pretty young in Farmer and Payton. Darius Washington is very much the old guard because he's been around here for nine different coaching staffs, but these are good choices, and I think they will be engaging. And obviously, this is a season where for Florida State, if they're going to achieve 10 wins, 11, 12 in the regular season, it's going to be because they control both lines of scrimmage, not because they dominate on one and they do okay on the other. It's because they're going to control both, because they don't have the skill position players like they did last year, especially at wide receiver. So this would be the group that's going to make it happen for FSU if it's going to be another year where we go back to Charlotte in December.
Fun coming into a season where the defense has to carry the day. It doesn't bother me. A lot of people get nervous about that. They want to know that if things, because it's an offensive game, the modern game is built for offenses to succeed. The rules are in place for offenses to succeed. So a lot of times you don't want the impetus of your team to be about how it is that they're going to win games because of their defense. But I do think the impetus for Florida State this year is on this defense to give the offense time, to give the offense time to kind of get on the same page with all these new pieces and the different working parts. And so I'm not surprised that two of the three players are on the defensive side of the football that are going to represent in the ACC for the ACC meetings in Charlotte this upcoming weekend and into next week. I won't be surprised when, just as I wasn't when we walked out of spring and said the defense had the better of it throughout spring, I think the defense will have the better of it very early on. I hope it's a case that when we watch practices and we're doing videos and we're writing stories and we're commenting on the Jeff Cameron show, I think early I'm going to talk an awful lot about how much further the defense is than the offense. I think that's where we're going to be. That's going to be the narrative, which will scare people to no end. But remember this day when we were having this conversation. Don't let it bother you. Defenses should be ahead of offenses early on. And again, if your defense is a top 20 or top 15 defense, and I think it has a chance to be, well, then by definition, they ought to have a really good, consistently solid camp and be ahead of the offense. But remember, our offense isn't going against our defense once the games begin. They're going against Georgia Tech's defense. They're going against Memphis's defense. They're going against SMU's defense. They're going against lots of teams who don't play defense or don't project to play defense the way Florida State does. So it's all right. It's all right. It may be maddening. It may be stifling. It may be frustrating, but it may not be indicative of what they're going to be when the season begins, because that'll feel like a respite come Saturday. Really? I don't have a guy mugging me every step of the way, play after play. This guy's a bum across from me. It may feel that way when you get freed up from having to deal with a, you know, guy like Azaire Thomas, who we think is poised to have a huge season, who is an NFL corner. It may feel that way when you're not being mauled by Daryl Jackson as you run between two tackles, right? I mean, like, this might be a moment for the offense to go, oh, thank God, we came up for air, and it just happened to be when the games mattered.
Well, and this is where depth in a program matters too, because Florida State's scout team, for example, is going to be better this year than it has been in a long time. Still a scout team, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be better because you have higher caliber players for, you know, down the line, the second line of the depth chart, the third line of the depth chart. But the fun part is, you're correct, when you get to probably the week of Clemson, we'll stop there, but you've played against Tech and Boston College, and you've played Memphis and on the road at SMU, you could ask those players the Monday before Clemson, has your experience at this point been more like when you go against the ones in practice or when you go against the scout team? What's the experience on Saturdays, or in, you know, case of a couple of games, Monday against BC, what's it more like? And I'll bet you they'd say the scout team. It is much more like going for the offense when the offense hits the field.
Over the years, and Tom knows this, you know, I am free to come on the air and just do the show. And I get, obviously I have a relationship with businesses locally, and those are people that I work directly with and am happy to collaborate with. And you know who those businesses are. I talk about them on a regular basis. And then there are national advertisers, and it's our business has changed a lot, Tom, over the years. You know, I mean, for a very long time, you couldn't document the way that you needed to, just how many people were listening at a given time from outside of an area. Remember that? We couldn't gauge impressions for the longest time. And then now everything's multimedia. We've got YouTube, and we've got the podcast, and we've got terrestrial radio. You got to have it all. And when that starts to happen, I start saying, hey, look, I want some reads for some meaty companies, some things that are doing some things, you know, like, let's go. We've got huge numbers. When am I going to start doing this, this, and this? And some of these, and I'm a big podcast guy and a YouTube guy and a radio guy, so I listen to lots of different types of shows. And over the years, you know, you start noticing the ones, like you guys may have heard if you've listened to the podcast, you know, I'm advertising for Factor. Factor delivers food to your door, and it's professionally made, great chefs. I use Factor at my house. So when they said they wanted to do something with the Jeff Cameron Show, because they said, man, that show is wildly popular, those downloads demand that we advertise on his show. I said, yeah, come on down, Factor. I can easily advertise for you because I use your service. I use your service. I'm modern like that. I like getting that stuff sent to me. There are others. I said to Tom recently, and I don't know if the phone was listening, the computer was listening, I said, look, there ain't no shame in my game. How come we're not advertising with Manscaped? How come we have no Manscaped ads? They advertise everywhere. This show's bigger than most of those shows. Manscaped needs to keep it on. Come on. It's not the 1970s. We got to keep it nice and neat, everybody. Let's do the right thing here. In particular, I complain about getting older. And I wanted to make sure that the ear hair, nose hair, any hair that you don't want it to be there needs to be cropped, clean, scaped, manscaped. And now they're on board. What a day on the Jeff Cameron Show. We got them. Manscaped.com, code WARCHANT, 20% off and free shipping. You trim up any of the hairs, all of them, down there, up here, off to the side, weird nose hairs that have grown 4 feet long out of nowhere. Chippity-doo, you got them. The lawnmower, the weed whacker, hey, Tom, I saw this one. I thought it might be a little weird, but it's hot outside. We all mow lawns. We all walk on the beach. We all go for jogs. We all have those moments. Can't have the chafing. Can't have the chafing. Oh. And they have an anti-chafer.
That's right. That's right. That's always a good thing.
Anti-chafing salve. Yes. Yes. Who doesn't need anti-chafing salve?
I believe it's the crop preserver is what they go with the title, the mm-hmm. product title for mm-hmm. the anti-chafing deodorant thing. And that's cool. The deodorant part, I'll shower after there's chafing, potential chafing.
Yeah, we don't need to crawl into that. You just want the salve. You want the anti-chafing.
You throw the golf clubs on your back and you walk 9 or 18 to Capital City, man.
102 degrees.
It's a good idea to be using the crop duster. That's the wrong term. The crop preserver. Excuse me.
You could do a dusting.
You could do that as much as you want when you're walking 9 or 18 holes. You'd really have to hate somebody to dust them. There's a lot of space out there. Preservation is more important than the dusting. So the crop duster is not what you want. The crop preserver is what you want for the anti-chafing. And that's always a positive experience.
Let's focus on the anti-chafing. Let's focus on the anti-chafing and the trimming of the hairs anywhere you want to trim them. Manscaped.com, code WARCHANT. It's 20% off, free shipping. That's what I was trying to get to before Tom started dusting people. So Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, WARCHANT TV.
Coming down!
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, old batted balls. Peyton could have done the Manscaped ad for us, Tom. Old batted balls to do the Manscaped ads for us, or at least be a special guest for one.
Do you want to tell him about his nickname or ask him about the pride he takes in swatting footballs down next week?
It's actually why I brought it up. I don't know if he's aware of the nickname old batted balls Peyton, but I'll make him aware of it when I'm in Charlotte in 1 week. I'll be talking to him on this very day, 1 week from today. Another reason to celebrate. Another indicator that we're that far along. I can't really believe that. So today's the 15th. So 16 days from right now. By the way, that's a great one. I'm going to bat the hell out of that ball. Look at the focus on his face in that picture. That'd make for great radio. But man, that is a great, that is a, oh, buddy, you better get rid of that. I'm coming for you. But no, honestly, it's rare you see a guy with those instincts, and his timing is really good. But I do want to ask him about, you know, the kind of season he's expecting to have, because I think the expectation for Patrick Peyton is that he'll play his way into being a first round draft pick.
Yeah, I think so as well. He's just such an easy guy to root for, the way he gives effort, the way he stays involved in the play if it doesn't come his way. You know, you see it a lot on offense, especially receiver is an easy place to point to. It's easy to see because you're out on an island, especially if you're an outside receiver. Guys who pass up on the assignment of blocking for a teammate. You can go all the way back to our Orange Bowl season, and Noonie Murray allows a teammate to get killed the play before he catches the go-ahead touchdown against Michigan.
Great and, teammate.
Right. And it's those efforts. For a defender, it's, okay, I'm coming from the backside of the field, wherever the play is going, it's not my side, but then you see me in the picture on a television screen, and here I am pursuing and either making a play or forcing somebody out of bounds or whatever it is. We don't herald that very much as a football-loving public. We try to on this show, and Patrick Peyton is involved in so many of those moments where it's not his assignment, and yet he makes the play. And it's really cool. He was just on social media the other week saying Mike Norvell helped save him / make him the guy that he is, make him the person that he is today. And we've seen there are heated moments in practice between those two parties where the blood boils. And it's just, you see the competitor and then also the football IQ. When you blend those two things together, special things happen. And he's only gotten larger in stature too, to be a little bit better and more well-rounded. It's he's a fun player to have covered heading into his final season, and I can't wait to see what kind of numbers he puts up.
It is surprising. We've talked about it some last week, and I don't want to belabor the point, but we were kind of making fun of Georgia's culture. Obviously, they've been very successful in spite of the fact that everybody is involved in reckless driving on a daily basis, seemingly. But Mike has created a situation here where there are guys that we talk about on a daily basis who are projected to get drafted, really well thought of, really productive. They play at a level of excellence on the field that allows you to go this past year 13-0. And you just don't, you can't, there aren't a bunch of guys that you're like, I'm a little worried about his time here. I'm a little worried about whether or not that guy can adapt to what's being asked of him here in this culture, in this locker room. Just don't see it. You just don't, and the guys that struggle to do so, the guys that come in here and don't get right quickly and don't pick up on what's being asked and the way the locker room is owned by the players and how they go about creating that culture, those guys kind of shuffled off quietly. They don't last long. They don't last long. I don't want to call out any particular player, but there was a player who I thought had a chance to be really good, and it's a shame that it didn't, you know, work out, that he had those problems. But that player may go on to be very good, but he's already gone. And, you know, I think that's as much what Mike has created, but also what the players enforce. It's you don't get a lot of what we used to see towards the end of Jimbo's time, which is kind of renegade players doing their own thing and never really being held, having their feet held to the fire. I'll just say this, and I'll talk about it in vague terms. But there were players who routinely did things that ran counter to what they were trying to teach and what they were trying to do in terms of producing productivity, right? You know, having week-to-week success, and were never really made to pay. There were no consequences for those actions. They were told to get back out there. That doesn't really happen here, but I'm more impressed by the fact that the players enforce that.
Yeah, and well, that's the final step. Is player enforcement. That's what 2013 had for this program that 2014 did not. Was that player? I mean, the talent level was the same. Maybe 14 was a little bit more talented than the 13 national champion Florida State Seminoles, but they didn't have whatever that extra accountability was. You know, it's funny. I even do it. I say the word and I roll my own eyes. Accountability, whatever, you know, culture, chemistry.
It's important.
But when you see Mike Norvell's program practice, I get it. Like, you know, it comes to life. In those details, it comes to life. It can be as simple as a transfer who just came on campus talking to a third-year player and trying to get technically better, teach the other player to become technically better. It could be an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman walking out of practice together talking about the reps that they just went through. I mean, I'm giving two examples. One's of Keon Coleman. The other is of Armella and Verse from a couple of years ago. Meech and Patrick Payton used to walk out of practice together, almost arm in arm. They love talking ball with each other. And those are now three examples. I'm sure in your brain, populated because we have the access to go see these practices, another 12, another 15 of those type moments. And you don't see kids getting tossed out of practice or shouted down. There might be moments where somebody, you know, the immaturity gets better.
Mike might have a thing to say to a receiver. Sure.
And it happens and it's done. It's not this thing where you're like, man, they've lost control today. The only time that you feel like, ooh, this is getting a little out of hand is because the competition, the head-to-head competition is getting to a place, but not where people are acting out. And so, I mean, it's true. I roll my eyes at those terms, but you go to these practices and you see it, and I'm hoping it happens every year, that it continues to renew. It seems like they're on a good pace this year.
I'm just constantly surprised. I think it's hard to get anybody to play a sport this violent, this fast, this tough, this demanding. With coaches who are also willing to coach hard and not afraid to get after a guy who's doing it wrong. It's hard. Like, this has never been a thing within football that I've like clutched my pearls about. I played football. I know what it's like. I know how days can go. I know how quickly things can get kind of out of control and things can get physical. You know, parents will freak out if they hear about a fight in the locker room, but guys in that locker room don't freak out because they get it. They understand it can happen. So I've been somewhat surprised that we've seen just this seamless way in which year over year that culture survives and doesn't seem to get interrupted at all. There's no hiccups involved in all of this. It's really cool. It's different. I mean it sincerely. This is an authentic conversation. Like, I'm not like this, hey, let's praise them for how well they get along. No, I'm just, it's typically a hard thing to manifest and to continue to have year over year. And Florida State does have it. They 100% have it. By the way, when you process payments with my friend at Tried and True Consulting, you're going to save a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money. And you get to choose from a variety of things that will help make you money. $1,000 off of hardware. No gateway charges for a year. You can also get a free video ad board. Give Don or Joe a call today, 844-463-6653. This team has been here in and out of Tallahassee for June and July, extending all the way through July 31st. They've got these offers going. You can really, really make a lot of money with these guys. And this is Knowles helping Knowles, because 10% of what they bring in at Tried and True with your business, they'll turn around and give to the Battles End. Knowles helping Knowles. Call Don or Joe today, 888 I'm for Knoll. You can scan that QR code that was up on the screen as well. And don't forget, 10% of all net revenue, again, going back to the Battles End. Chef Cameron, Show 93.3, Real Talk Radio, and War Chant TV.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Not surprising, but pretty cool, just because, I don't know, I like to see great players honored as such, and Calvin Johnson will be, as it was announced by the Lions today, that relationship has been pretty much repaired, and that, in fact, he'll be honored, as one would think, as one of the greats of all time, and now, obviously, he's in the Hall of Fame, and they're going to add him to the pride of the Lions. I didn't realize until I read that story this morning, Tom, that there was real, like, nasty animosity between him and that organization. Like, they weren't even on speaking terms. He wouldn't go back to games.
Yeah, that's a toughie, considering he's one of the greatest to ever play a certain position. And you have a premature end to a career. You know, the circumstances weren't identical, but it happened with Barry Sanders before. That's a toughie. And one of the great stories about Calvin Johnson I've ever heard came from Ernie Sims, who's now on Florida State staff, is that, you know, they still do combine type drills and practices and workouts for fun because they're competitors and they're elite athletes. And in theory, you get stronger. You can jump higher as you get into an NFL program than coming out of college. And they try to do a vertical jump one day. Calvin comes up and he doesn't just hit the little slits that, you know, whatever those things are to measure to the millimeter.
Yeah.
He hit the bar at the very top of the device. And then he just called it a day and walked into the locker room.
I was going to bring that story up because Ernie Sims, one of our own, who was a freak of an athlete himself, has talked about that before. It is fun when you talk to those guys about whom it is that they admired. Who was it that they looked up to in terms of athleticism? Because they were always the best player on their team. They were always the biggest, strongest, fastest. They were always somebody that could dominate until they weren't. And when you get to the league, everybody's great. You know, I did a show on SiriusXM with Brad Hopkins, who was a offensive tackle for the Titans, played 13 years in the league. Well, he was actually with the Oilers and then the Titans, played 13 years in the league and got to go against some of the best players of all time, including like Bruce Smith and others. You know, I mean, when you start talking to him about people that he had to block, and he would talk about the difference between being elite in college and the difference between being elite in high school, on to college, and then college to pro, and what that means and what that's like, and how there are very few players that are appreciably better than other players at the pro level. But when they are, it is truly awe-inspiring because it's not something that they've encountered all that often in their life. In their sporting life, they were always great. And then all of a sudden they saw an outlier, a freak, a preternaturally gifted human being that you thought, well, that's not possible that somebody could do that. It's not surprising to hear that Calvin Johnson would be one of those guys where it'd be akin to being in Atlanta while a certain wide receiver named Julio Jones was there, where you're kind of like, man, you're not supposed to be able to run and jump that high at that size. You're not supposed to be that strong at that position. You're not supposed to be this, this, and this. Calvin might have been the biggest freak we ever got to see play in the ACC.
It's just funny.
And that is saying something.
And it's funny because of the system that he was in. You know, he and Demaryius Thomas were both playing for a system, especially Demaryius, where, you know, they chucked the ball down the field and they weren't exactly, the Graham Harrell Texas Tech offenses. They weren't like Jimbo's, you know, Jameis Winston offense. These guys dragged their teams to successful levels because they were transcendent in terms of their ability. And Calvin above Demaryius, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting him in the same category, but it's just, it's funny how sometimes an obscure school can land one. And that guy changes everything for 1 year or two, but you know, those games, they get everybody. Those elite players at the NFL level, when they were in college, man, didn't we beat them that year? Sure, we did. But he went for 10 for 175 and three scores. And it doesn't matter that you've got first-team All-ACC, first-team All-American players. Like, those guys just get people. Doesn't matter what they're – you can look at Lamar Jackson's career, win-loss record. Everybody wants to do win-loss record with quarterbacks. The year he won the Heisman, they cratered in November.
Yeah.
But he got his every week. He got his every single week.
Yeah, there are players that are so exceptional as to never, like, a bad game for them is a very, very good game for any number of players on your team, and your team may be a lot better, than that player's team. Yeah, there are players like that. Somebody asked on the boards who's been the best recruit in the last, I think he said 10 years. Is that right? So, you know, what's funny is immediately I realized I couldn't say Jameis Winston, because the answer would have been Jameis Winston, but you can't. He was recruited more than 10 years ago.
Yep.
So who would you say, and I'm guessing this is about, for the Noles, who would you say that the answer is in the last 10 years? So you can only go back to somebody who said yes to Florida State in 14, right? 15.
Cam Akers,
Cam Akers is a good one.
I believe he qualifies, right? Yeah, he had to have.
I think that, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because normally the kind of difference maker.
Sorry, Asante Samuel, maybe.
Really?
Well, I mean, Cam Akers is the star power. You knew when you got him, it was whoa. Here comes this guy. We had the high school reporter on. He's like, he's better than Jim Brown.
No, he said he was better than Walter Payton.
Sorry, Walter Payton. Forgive me.
Yeah, he said he was better than Walter Payton. I'm like, I don't know if I want to throw that around. Maybe coming out of high school. But, really? But, yes, and Cam Akers is one of those Florida State players, and there were a bunch of them in the lost decade that we used to reference. But he's one of the more recent guys that got caught in that sandwich, that ass sandwich, where we went through hard times right when they arrived, and just we couldn't get out of our own way, and the team wasn't good enough, and therefore his greatness was never allowed to truly shine. You know, he was productive and really good just because he was, but those teams weren't great. Those teams weren't special.
So Derwin counts. Derwin he just makes the cut.
Does he? Okay.
So Derwin was 2015. So if you want to keep it to, we're in the 2025 cycle right now, 2015 cycle.
Right. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Derwin was one of the highest rated. It depends on the service, but it might have been Rivals. He was the highest rated safety they had in forever and a day. So, I mean, we knew that was an unbelievable get at the time, too.
And you know what's amazing? Through no fault of his own, Derwin James never had a chance to live up to his capabilities in Tallahassee. That's for sure. He was misused. He had injuries. They put him. They misused his overall skill set. He had a couple of moments, like lifting up a offensive lineman from Florida and launching him. But Derwin James was never allowed to be great until he got to the NFL. It drove me nuts.
His greatest season, if you're talking about plays that you'll never forget, was his freshman season. That was 2015, where I think it was the right tackle for Florida that he destroyed.
They picked up and threw.
Yeah. And
at the moment,
it's he and Cam were guys that you knew when you landed them, the magnitude of the player that they were. Like, some guys might have developed after they got here, but in that moment, the whole nation said, oh my God, Florida State got so-and-so.
Should have had another one. And now he's playing in obscurity. Nobody watches Colorado. Sorry ass, one conference game last year. Well, how many wins Colorado had in their conference last year. One.
They do watch Colorado.
For about a week or two. And then it's like, well, I don't want to watch this nonsense again. Watch them not block people, give up 60 points. No, thanks. I'm good.
You know, Big Bang Theory got ratings too, you know.
There are certain sitcoms that did, and I don't know how. I don't. Yeah, that's a. There's an era where that happened. Well, yeah, Derwin, I think it's probably the answer. No easy way to segue that, except for, yes, we are on the air tomorrow. No Seminole headlines tomorrow. We will do the show, Tom and myself, and I'm looking forward to it. In fact, it will be the All-Star game. Got to tell you, Tom, I take my little wins where I can get them. Pirates made it to the All-Star break at exactly 500. Our 500 now, that's doing some things.
It's looking good for your season-long future bet. Nicely done.
It is looking really good for my season-long future bet. And then Paul Skeens is starting said All-Star game. And I got to tell you, lifelong Pirates fan, it's cool. It's cool. There haven't been too many of these great moments. Kutch won the MVP, and that was a great moment for us. When Kutch won the MVP, I was, you know, I didn't think that was coming anytime soon. As a Pirates fan, we hadn't had many guys that we could even be, you know, thought of. But this is probably bigger than that. And just in terms of what he is, hey, I'll ask you a question. I'll ask everybody a question. You guys in the chat as well. Would you, because I know my answer and I'll tell you in a second, but I read two different pieces that are very, very interesting. Would you trade Paul Skeens right now if you were the Pirates? Think about what you'd get for Paul Skeens. You would get one of the greatest hauls in the history of the trade deadline. Like, who wouldn't, like, give you the farm for Paul Skeens? He's 6'6", 250. He's not a guy that looks like he's going to have arm problems anytime soon, because he doesn't have to, he doesn't have to overthrow to have the life that he does. And he's certifiably great. You could replenish your entire system by trading Paul Skeens. Now, I would not trade Paul Skeens. Pirates are 500. Pirates are probably going to make the playoffs. So Ooh. You can suck it, James B.
Whoa.
We're not freeing Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens is free to take the Pirates to the playoffs. That's hey, what he's free to
do. Now, hang on a minute, okay? Yeah. This is where we're we go ahead.
Our pitching's better. We're going.
Our hitting's better. That's
Let
right.
us go get one bat, and you're done.
Let us get Kodai Senga, who's shoving in the minors, and his rehab starts right now. Insert that man into the rotation. Get us a bullpen arm or two. Get us a bullpen arm or two, and we're in business. We are in business.
Yeah, it's a funny – you know, I will say this. It did make me think for a second. You would get a massive haul, and you could say, look – it's like having a piece of valuable real estate in a market where there's no more land. So by the beaches, right? So if you had a piece of property on the water where there were no more waterfront properties, and even if that house is three bedrooms, one bath, you can be like, yeah, I'm selling it for $3.8 million. Because I know you're going to bulldoze it and build whatever you want to build once you buy it. And I know that you're going to tell me the market listing is $1.5 million. Suck it. I'm selling it for 3.8. That's, you either give me the 3.8 or you won't. And I'll either keep this house right on the water or I won't. Whatever. I'm not the alternative is fine with me too. But you're not getting it for 1.7. So with Paul Skeens, you could be like, I want every good player you have. That center fielder, the right fielder, the first baseman, the second baseman, your top prospect in the minors, this guy and this guy. You want Paul Skeens or not? Like, that's, if not, we'll keep him because he's really good.
So, the Mets have been playing the Nationals a bunch the last couple of weeks. Nice little turn in the schedule. That's why we are in wild card position right now. 25-11 in our last 36. Nice little run for the Mets. Mm. And so when you're playing the Nationals, they often put up the Juan Soto trade and the return that the Nationals got for Juan Soto, which was considerable. It starts with C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, who is trending to be a very good starting pitcher at the major league level. They've got a guy named Harlan Susana, who's in the minors right now, throwing 103 miles per hour, again from the same trade. And then James Wood, a left fielder who has exit velocity routinely around 110 miles an hour, and he's one of the top five prospects in the minor leagues at the time he was elevated about 2 weeks ago. So that would be the starting point for the Paul Skeens trade.
We're just scratching the surface. Juan Soto, get the hell up out of here. This is Paul Skeens. <We're not. laughs>
No, man. What I would do, and this is something that would be music to your ears. The franchise under me, owner Bob Nutting, will be more valuable in this moment, right here, right now, with the hope. Sell him in the winter. Sell
him in the winter. Bob Nutting. Please, Bob Nutting, do the Tom Lang. Sell this ball club. Do it.
Get to the postseason with that pitching staff, fireballers as they are, before their arms fall off for a year and they come back and they fireball again. That's the time that you sell. You've got hope. You've got the marketing, all of it.
Yeah, and you also got the best stadium in baseball. And you do have, you know, an overlooked Jared Jones, who's a stud rookie. Mitch Keller is an all-star. You've got players. Brian Reynolds is signed to a long-term deal. He too is an all-star. It's a fun thought experiment, though. Like, you know, you could sell right now with Paul Skeens, and you could probably bend a franchise. I don't know what the Yankees have right now, but you could bend a franchise like the Yankees over. Money doesn't mean anything to them. You could just have them chip in on all those contracts.
The Yankees are paying six contracts on the Pirates.
Yeah. On the Pirates, yeah, you can do it. You can be like, I want these players, and you're going to pay for them.
We're also going to send you $50 million for the 2 years after that, after these contracts expire, so you get $100 million. You could do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I read it, thought about it. It was interesting. Good day to you, sir. Thanks, as always. And a good day to all of you as well. Enjoy, if you get NCAA tonight or whenever it is I saw people talking about. Have fun with it. I did see the intro to Florida State's on the field entrance, and it looks incredible. I am eager to see that as well. But I too will get it. If you're getting it locally and you're buying a physical copy, go see my man George Dial, Games for Less, Appalachian Parkway. That's the place you're going to want to get the game. Support your local businesses. Be well. We'll be with you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Peace.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.